Besinas Yisharim, in the beginning of Perek Beis, starts to explain, really, that's where the root of the Sefer begins, the Indian of Zahiris, that a person should monitor carefully everything that he does in this world. He says if a person has the seichel to do so, and he doesn't do so, then he's worse than a Baal Chai. A Baal Chai naturally seeks to protect its life. So the Rosh Hashanah gave us an neshama, we should seek to protect it. Yirmiyo was a very strong Machiach. He rebuked Klal Yisrael very, very strongly. Because he lived, as he understood, in the shadow of the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash that was impending. And what was their problem? Because they did not adequately pay attention to what their life was about. They closed their eyes to what they did, without consideration of what they were doing. Meaning a person was convinced that he was doing what's right, and he thinks that this is right, and he runs around his whole life doing what's right. Does he ever take a step back to ask himself, what I think right, is it actually right? You know, you see, at times, it's true to every, almost universally to some extent, but you see at times that if you know a person from the time he's a child or a teenager, and you know him 50 or 60 years later, some people are exactly the same. The same midas that they displayed when they were in school, that's how they go through the whole life with them. Nothing changed about them. Life is a constant review of our course and to make sure that we're on course. If a person doesn't ever recalibrate, and even if he made a slight error at the beginning, how far and distant he's going to be from where he has to wind up. So a person constantly has to recalibrate in life. And anything that we do, you can't run a business now the way you ran it 30 years ago. You'll be out of business. It's impossible. And the same is true with running a life. So people become convinced that certain things are fine. You know, there are people that like to joke at other people's expense. And you'll see that midah when they're 14 years old. And you can find them when they're 74 years old and they'll be doing exactly the same thing. Because they decided at some early point on in life that this is appropriate behavior. And they never stopped once throughout their life to consider that maybe it's not appropriate behavior. And I ought to change it. And this was the problem of Yirmiyahu when it's a show, they started off convinced they were on the right path. And that the human in his life is subject to many mistakes. But what he has to do is to look in the mirror and reconsider and decide, am I headed in the right? Maybe I made a misstep and I have to correct it. But they never reached this point. And therefore, the Omar Aleihem, and Ish Nicham or also Lamar. No one regrets what they did. Kulo Shobmer saw somewhat's the problem. The reason they don't regret anything is they're racing along in life. Like a battle horse is just possessed by the fact that it's in the midst of a battle and has no time to consider anything else other than to plunge straight ahead. And it's not Rabbi Yisrael. There was an Eretz Yisrael, a Yid, whose name was Rav Shlomo Hoffman. Shlomo Hoffman managed throughout his life to stay out of the public eye most of his life. He was from the foremost psychologist in Medina Yisrael. And the Medina used to ask him to assess the most hardcore criminals that they had and to decide how to deal with them. He was a Talmud of Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sher. And Rav Shach and the Rosh Yeshivas used to consult with them what to do with their Talmidim. And in one of his Sfarim, since he was Nifter, a number of years ago, his Talmidim have brought his image and his teachings into the public eye. And one of the things that he writes, he says, I learned from Rav Yitzchak Isaac Scher that from the altar of Slobodka, he had a Masorah from the Torah of Rama, a Masorah from the altar of Slobodka, that said that a Masorah from Rabbi Yisrael of Salant. Today, in fact, was the Yotzer of Rabbi Yisrael of Salanta. That Rabbi Yisrael of Salanta said that Chet is not the issue in life. That's endemic. In Tzadik Borot HaShayas HaToyv HaLayechta. The issue in life is what we do after Chet. What's the next step? That we're going to sin? That's Mamela. That's part of human existence. That we're not Malochim. We're going to sin. The issue in life is what comes next. And that's what Yirmiyahu didn't decry the fact that the people of his door sinned, and they sinned grievously, which he talks about, that they were involved in Avodah Zarah. What does he say? The ultimate tragedy of his generation is that Einish Nicham Ara Osei. They don't have the capacity to correct where they've erred. They've erred, even if they've erred grievously, but if you have the capacity to correct it, so then you stand a chance. But if you go off course, you know, you're going from New York to California and you make a right turn and you're headed towards Minnesota. And you're going to wind up in the North Pole if you keep going. And you refuse to listen to anyone that tells you you're not going to wind up in California and you still just, you know, how do they say? The pedal to the metal, you know, and just keep zooming along. Nobody can convince you to turn back. So you're not winding up in California. You're going to wind up someplace very distant from California. So this is what the Novi Yirmiyah. The Novi Yirmiyah says the biggest problem is not the chet. The chatom were grievous. They were able to avoid the zorim by his rishon. But the problem is Eilish Nicham Ara Osei. If they would stop to think ever, to consider, even with the prompting of others, just stop to consider that maybe something's not 100% right. I mean, not a surprising conclusion to reach in the human existence, that not everything is 100% right. But they didn't have the capacity to do so. They were too involved in the busyness of life to ever stop to think. So this is where the Mesilas Hashorim begins.